The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Do you have stuff in your house you should throw away, but you're attached to it? Let's discuss on Wednesday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. Good morning. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
We are in the process of moving into our new house 2 years later, and we're cleaning, and I'm cleaning, and Automatic is cleaning, and I have to follow him because he refuses to get rid of stuff because they have, quote, sentimental value.
Dana. Oh, no.
Sentimental value.
Dana's the person who wants to trash everything.
But yeah, hold on. Time out.
She's like, baby pictures? Get rid of it.
That is not true.
My child's first diaper? Throw that away.
That needs to be thrown away.
Thank you,
if
Anthony.
You're holding on to that. That's a real issue. But we were highlighting Automatic's hoarder issues last week. Dana Cortez, you're the one who brought this to the table.
Let me tell you something.
I feel as if there's something that you might be holding on to.
It's so bad. No, let me tell you something. It's so bad that his mother, Mama Matic, called me and she said, you know that dresser? This is when Automatic and I first moved in. He didn't want to get rid of the stuff he lived with, all his furniture. And she said, you know that dresser? I said, yes, it's terrible. Please, Dana, donate it. I bought it at Goodwill when he was 8.
Oh, whoa.
Me and that dresser have been through a lot. And it was like a little side table that you keep next to your bed. And you know that little side table next to your bed, you keep all your important information
dirty,
in there. You
grimy.
Keep like your birth certificate, your old driver's license. I don't know, all kinds of like different plugs.
At this point, it might have mystical power.
It does. It's like my little buddy, me and my little side dresser. We're from house to house.
I believe that inanimate objects that don't offer anything to you take away positive energy.
Oh, there you go.
That's what I believe.
I didn't think it was that deep, okay? I just felt like I had some stuff in there that I don't want to get rid of.
Is there anything you have, Anthony, of sentimental value that you just refuse to get rid of?
Not of sentimental value, but being a guy, I have not purchased a new pillow, I don't think, ever in my life.
Right? And
I'm not alone with this, though.
I didn't get new pillows till Dana, so sure. I can't judge.
I think I have a pillow that I inherited from my passed away grandmother. I don't know.
No!
Yeah, dude, like, guys don't buy pillows at all. So, I don't have anything of sentimental value, but I should get
not
new pillows.
Grandma and pillow.
For me, like, I know how to sleep with them and everything, but every time I have a woman come over, she goes, oh my God, they're so flat.
Ew.
So, yeah.
What she's not saying is they don't smell so fresh, too.
I do wash them.
Okay.
I'm nice on the washing, dog.
No spider mites.
What are spider mites, Automatic?
You know our bed bugs.
Yeah, I could just use my pillow next to Automatic's nightstand thing.
They could be little buddies together.
Donate it. Actually, people are listening saying, don't donate it. Trash it. Yeah. National Day. Anthony A.
We got International Mother Language Day or International Language Day.
Oh, I love that. How many languages do I speak? 2.
Ooh, fancy.
English, Espanol, and I love that you said International First Language Day, right?
Mother Language Day. So.
I don't know my mother language. It was taken away.
Oh, there it is.
People think Spanish is our mother language. Spanish is a European language that was forced upon us. I wish I could learn my mother language.
I wish I could learn Spanish just for now, but right now I'm currently only fluent in Young Thug language. I could decipher.
I just said the G-code.
Yeah, I could decipher a lot of Young Thug lyrics if you need it.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
In today's Crazy Crimes of Passion, we're going to talk about Joseph Lyle Menendez, born in 1968, and his brother Eric Galen Melendez, born in 1970. These two brothers grew up in Jersey. Dad got a bigger job with RCA, and they moved to Beverly Hills.
So they're rich, rich.
Rich, rich. DJ Automatic, for real, for real. In 1989... the brothers called 911 from their Beverly Hills home and said they had found their father and mother murdered.
Oh.
A 12-gauge shotgun was involved. Cops had no evidence. They had no idea why would anyone come into this home. Now, it did look like there was a robbery that took place. But then officers also thought that maybe this was some kind of mob hit because the parents had been hit in their knees.
Oh.
They did not suspect the boys. Until officers noticed that the brothers were out partying, even attending a New York Knicks game the day after their parents were shot. And they actually made the rookie card of one of the Knicks players.
Mark Jackson. So, the NBA correspondent, former coach. And that card is actually one of the most valuable NBA cards out right now. Like, because of the brothers, if you find that card in pristine condition, you can get up to like $5,000 for it.
Months after the murders, these boys led a life of luxury. They spent $1 million in 6 months.
Oh.
Traveling.
They weren't sad to see their parents go.
No, DJ Automatic, they weren't. And that's why authorities started to suspect that they had something to do with it. Eric confessed to his therapist The therapist didn't tell, but he had recorded everything. The therapist's girlfriend played these tapes and called police. So Eric was arrested. Lyle was in Israel playing a tennis tournament. When he landed, he was arrested, and then they were charged with murder. This trial took a left turn because these young men accused their father of sexual abuse from a very early age. They claimed that their parents were abusive, that they feared their parents were going to kill them because they threatened to tell. And jurors found a hard time believing it, but Lyle and Eric were very graphic in their detail. Here's just one excerpt from the trial.
I used a lot of lemon in my food.
What was the purpose for which you were doing it?
So that I wouldn't have to taste my dad's.
So that's the older brother, Lyle. He goes into more detail, claiming that what his father was doing to him, he was also doing to his little brother, Eric.
Oh.
You have to remember, these boys were between the ages of 2 and 8 when they claim this was going on.
What did you do to your brother?
I took him out to the woods whenever I felt, I don't know, I took him out sometimes, and a toothbrush also, and I played with Eric in the same way. And I'm sorry.
You have to understand, these are young men, and they have a bad attitude. They're kind of smart asses, and the jury didn't buy it. After the first trial, which was declared a mistrial, they were found guilty and sentenced. Here's what the judge said.
Eric Galen Menendez and Joseph Lyle Menendez, guilty of first-degree murder, fixed the penalty at life imprisonment without parole.
So obviously, these two men now who are married, they married their pen pals while in prison, are still appealing their case. Now, their father, I mentioned, worked for RCA. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
There is a man named Roy Russello who was in the band Menudo, and he says he was raped by Jose Menendez on numerous occasions while he was an executive at RCA Records.
That's the one that Ricky Martin was in.
Yes, as a young boy. And also, Jose Menendez's younger sister found a letter that Eric had written to his cousin. Not just one letter, numerous letters that he'd written to his cousin Andy, detailing over and over what he was having to endure at the hands of his father. And these letters were never submitted during all of these trials. So they do believe that this case will be overturned, not because they didn't kill them, but because it wasn't premeditated. They possibly might stand a chance at having some type of defense.
It's tragic either way it goes.
It's tragic either way it goes.
So both these men are in their 50s, though, now.
They're in their 50s, still fighting this case. We're going to continue to follow it. If the appeal is accepted, it should start in the next 6 months to 1 year.
This is a wild story.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We always tell you on this day every week to call 877-730-DCS1. Leave a message if you want to play Who's Lying. Is this Erica?
Speaking.
Erica, Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic, and Anthony. Are you ready to play Who's Lying?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Why you always lying?
We are going to play. Okay, I'm so excited. Look. I want you to win some DCS merch. We're the Baby Morning Show. In order to be number one, we need you to get to know who we are. All three of us are going to go around the room, tell you a little bit about ourselves, catch us, someone is telling a lie. If you can guess correctly, you're the winner, all right? My name is Dana Cortez, and my first job was at the college that I graduated from. I don't know if a lot of people know this or not, but I had a baby when I was really young. So going to school and having my kid was really hard, but I made it work. Well, I didn't have a choice, so it's kind of the way it went. You know, I had to go to work, so.
DJ Automatic here. The first job I had outside of working for my family business was I was a valet for high-end parties. Ooh. Here's the catch, though. I was driving, you know, Benzes, Beamers, the Maserati, every high-end car you can think of, but I didn't have my driver's license yet.
No!
I was only 15.
Oh, no, yo, what up, Anthony A? And the first job I had, I was a summer rec leader for a youth camp where I actually got in trouble because I let a few kids take some lunches home to their family. Didn't know I couldn't do that.
Oh, man, that was good stuff right there. All right, if you guess who's lying, you win some DCS merch, either a hoodie or a t-shirt. Who's lying?
I feel like DJ Otto lied. I feel like your dad would have been way harder on you, would have made you get your license.
Oh, no.
My dad didn't even know I had the job at first because my friend hooked me up with it. And then he was like, wait, what are you doing? You're driving those cars without a license?
I never graduated from college. I did not graduate from college. No. Damn it.
then when you saw him at first, I was looking at it, I go, oh, that's a lie. But then I was like, no, because you backed it up with having the baby younger. So I was like, okay, no, that's true.
I'm saying? Like, I did a double switch it. I flipped it on him.
You did, and I told myself, I was like, Erica, if they call you one day, you're going to get this, because I know you guys from how I've been listening. So I was like, no, but that one twist, and I even told myself, I set myself up.
Erica, it's okay. Listen, you could play again next week. Anybody listening, if you'd like to play Who's Lying, call us and leave us a message, 877-730-DCS1. We love you. Thank you for making us your new number one morning show. Woo!
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
How did Rihanna and A$AP Rocky go from friends to lovers and now parents? I got the tea. I'm going to tell you right now. Best Gossip Daily Dirt, Anthony A. Famous People's birthdays first.
Actress Sophie Turner celebrating her birthday. Giveon and Jordan Peele celebrating her birthday as well.
All right, so let's talk about Cardi B. Supposedly, she's got new music coming. But I've been hearing that for a long time. Invasion of Privacy dropped in 2018. Classic project.
Yes.
One of the best-selling female rappers' albums of all time. Thanks. So I think she's nervous. In fact, she said that she feels like she has so much to live up to, she's afraid to drop new music. But she's been quiet. I think she might be working on it.
Which is a tough spot for any artist to be, is when you let that lull time go a little bit too long. Because I feel like she's being too hard on herself, because the Up song, I really liked that one. And then last year, I thought she had arguably the verse of the year with her feature on Glorilla's song as well, too. So, Cardi B, don't think about it too much.
The thing is she's never gone away. She just hasn't put out another project.
And I guess with all her success, why would she, right? We can only hope. Speaking of women who never put out projects, Rihanna after Auntie. Right, she said, it's coming, never did it. Well, now she's with A$AP Rocky. They have two beautiful kids. She told British Vogue she wants more kids.
Oh.
So whatever happens. I remember when A$AP Rocky and her were really good friends. In fact, he was asked in an interview if he thought Riri was hot. Here's his response.
I'll pass on that, right?
Okay.
Just because she the homie, I got to explain. She's cute, you know what I'm saying? But she the homie.
So Rihanna, inside the magazine, says that because they started hanging out more and talking more, that she just became so attracted to everything about him, and that she's with her best friend now.
Oh, I mean, it doesn't hurt that both of them were models.
Yeah, right? Yeah, dude. And I just think about the one interview where A$AP admitted that he was a sex addict, and now he just gets to take out all that frustration on Rihanna. That's why she's not getting an album.
It's never going to happen.
She's busy.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Holy moly. It's a true virgin birth. Charlotte has not been around a male for 8 years, and she's pregnant.
What?
Swear.
What kind of animal is it?
Why are you assuming it's a weird animal?
Because humans just don't get pregnant without another person there.
It's a shark.
I knew it.
Hey, dude.
Charlotte, the shark.
I thought we were going with a whole other Mary thing, but nope. Shout out to the shark.
Anyway.
Baby shark. Doo, 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 doo.
7, 8 baby sharks is what she's pregnant with.
Damn, dude.
Well, how'd she get pregnant? She just like swam into some sperm?
Scientists explain that Charlotte's egg fused with another cell, which triggered cell division and led to the creation of an embryo without sperm.
Wow.
It's called parthenogenesis, and like, it actually translates to miracle birth.
Same thing as like Godzilla.
Godzilla's not real, though.
But, you know,
How do you know that, DJ Automatic?
Because there's no such thing
as
a 300-foot dinosaur-looking thing.
You didn't think Charlotte was real, yet here we are with 8 babies on the way.
I knew she wasn't a real woman.
Oh, and I got it wrong. She's actually a stingray.
Oh, okay. All right, dude.
Your WTF is you. That's what it is.
Stingray from a shark. Anyway.
All right. So we're going to take it to Michigan, where a 21-year-old decided that he was going to enroll in high school.
What?
He had met a girl online and found out that she went to the high school and decided that he was going to be a part of that high school. Luckily, one of the staff members decided to check his ID and found out that he was actually 21, and he was arrested and charged with contributing to the delinquency of a minor and holding child sexually abusive material.
That's a felony.
Yeah, this is leading up to, like, I feel like a true crime story a little bit here. This is pretty gnarly.
Number one, if you're 21 and you're trying to date somebody in high school, something's wrong with you. Number two, if you're 21 and trying to go back to high school, something's wrong with you.
All right. Well, we'll keep the theme of arrests going here, and we'll head over to San Antonio, Texas, where a police officer has been suspended indefinitely after an intern told the precinct that this officer relayed the message to him on his days. He gets to take naps, take some time off, kick it in his car, and he also admitted to having sexual relations with a woman who called for a domestic violence case.
What?
Yeah.
She called 911 for help. And he thought he was really helping her, I guess. Oh, my gosh.
They were playing Stingray together.
Crikey. That's gross.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One of your favorites that Taco Bell discontinued is coming back. Let's talk about it in food news. Time for hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Spicy Ketchup.
All right, think about the shows iCarly, Victorious, Zoe 101, some of my favorites. There is an investigation discovery documentary being released. Four-part series detailing an alleged toxic work environment that included mistreatment of children on set.
Oh.
Which includes allegations of abuse, sexism, racism, and inappropriate treatment when it comes to underage cast and crew members.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, the docuseries is going to premiere March 17th, and it airs across two nights. I don't understand how some of them work to provide for their families and are just allowed to pretty much live like adults. We're talking 10, 12, 13, 14, 15-year-olds surrounded by grown-ups without their parents around.
I think when you're bringing in the kind of money that these kids are bringing in at that time, they don't think of you. They think of you as a provider.
But think about Selena Gomez's parents were always there. Her mother was with her 24/7. That's the way all these kids' parents should handle things. So anyway, I'm anxious to watch this for sure. Food news, DJ Automatic.
The Choco Taco was discontinued in the summer of 2022. But our good friends over there at Taco Bell decided, you know what? Bring it back. The Choco Taco is back for 2024.
I'm here for it. But they keep canceling things and bringing them back to hype us up.
It's a good marketing strategy. It's a very hip-hop of them, I might say.
I'm retiring. I'm not. I'm retiring. Here's my new album.
Shout out to Choco Taco, though. I'm here for it.
I mean, it's been around for 40 years. It's back.
It must be okay. It must be good. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
There are over 430 different languages spoken in the United States, and today we are celebrating International Mother Language Day.
I love that. Here's a fun fact. The Navajo Nation helped the United States win World War II because they refused to give up their native tongue, which, by the way, the U.S. tried to outlaw for a very long time, and they still helped us. Hey. Thank you so much to the Navajo Nation. Yes, for sure. Also, let's talk about the fact that it's Black History Month, and Ketanji Brown Jackson was appointed to the Supreme Court of the United States back in 2022. First Black woman to ever hold the position.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We're playing a new game. It's called Who's Lying? Because we need you to get to know who we are, right? And we talked about our first jobs. Man, first time I got that check, I was like, I'm rich. Oh. I didn't know about electric bills and all that stuff. That's not true. But there's got to be something that you took away from each job you've had before you entered your career. Because not everybody starts, boom, right into the career they dream of, you know?
There were some things I took away, but also one of the first lessons I learned about working was the stuff that got taken away from me, i.e. taxes.
Yep. That's a big deal right
there. Dude, our daughter.
You'll be so paid.
Who's FICA?
Our daughter is going to have to file taxes for the first time, and she was like, wait, I'm in high school. I don't have to do that. I was like, no, it doesn't matter. Girl. You're working. You make money.
Uncle Sam doesn't care. But to what we were talking about, one of my first things that I learned at one of the first jobs I had was I worked in a pizza kitchen. It was a small owned business, Michael Tafoya in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Shout out to him. He was the owner, but you would see him doing everything from taking orders, setting the tables up, bussing the tables, doing dishes, making the pies, making whatever it is. And I asked him one day, I was like, Mike, you own this place. You pay us to do this stuff. How come you just don't let us do it? And he goes, if I'm the leader and you don't see me doing it, how are you going to want to do it?
You got to set the example.
And that's something that always kind of stayed with me.
I think working for a family business from pretty much from birth, I learned that lesson.
You said your dad had you out there in the trees early, huh?
I was trimming trees and cutting things down and being a brush boy from, I would say, about 8, 9 years old.
Jeez.
But my first job outside of working for my family, I worked for a valet. And they were high-end parties where I'm talking like people that are hundreds of millionaires, billionaires people. And the guy who hired me, this dude, Michael, never checked my paperwork before he put me on. And so I didn't have a license. I didn't have insurance. I didn't have anything. But I was just geeked to be like to drive these cars like any other 15-year-old
boy
would be.
I'm sure the owners were not.
Well, the owners never found out that I wasn't. But once he found out, because I worked there for like 2 years, but once he found out that he didn't that he never checked my license and that I didn't have a license in the beginning, he fired me and didn't pay me my last check.
Oh.
Would you pay you?
No.
I've had many jobs, but I remember working overnights at a convenience store. It was a lot of hard work. Managers were always late, which was so awful. I'd be exhausted in the morning waiting for them. Always learn to respect the people that you work with. And also, customer service is everything.
Thanks.
Mm. People come in drunk. People come in rude. And I could turn their mood around by just being courteous and kind and asking them, how are you today? Give them their right burrito, make sure I charge them the right money on pump two or whatever the case is. And I still apply that today. If you call here, I'm going to try to be as nice as I can. I feel like we're still in the service industry and customer service.
We are to a certain extent, yeah.
I agree with you. And I think on top of that, just going forward, we need to double check that whoever's driving a car, wherever valet, that they have a license.
Make sure they have a license.
Every time I pull up the valet, I hide all my change. I put everything away. I know all the tricks.
Do you have a fond memory about your first job? Call us up 877-730-DCS1. We'll be back after this.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.